From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the news at this hour, U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a televised speech calling it a new dawn.
We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State.
U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis.
The West Mosul operation, as you know, has been underway in terms of isolating the area for some time now. The attack into the city is something I don't want to go into details about because I owe confidentiality to the troops who are actually making the attack.
Mattis also said the U.S. does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Trump has in the past advocated as spoils for American military activity there, and to prevent the Islamic State group from selling it. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him in Iraq for an unannounced visit, which comes on the second day of the Mosul military offensive to push out the Islamic State. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produces new momentum toward peace in Syria.
It's time to try again some intra-Syrian talks, keeping Astana focused only on the cessation of hostilities and Geneva, and therefore all of you, the UN, the international community, involved in trying to see whether there is any space at this stage for a political discussion.
Meantime, the Syrian coalition president said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of an order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations from entering the United States.
If they're in motion from some distant land to the United States, when they arrive, they will be allowed in. That said, we will have a short phase-in period to make sure that people on the other end don't get on airplanes. But if they're on an airplane and inbound, they'll be allowed to enter the country.
Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany Saturday, Kelly said the new version of the travel order will take into better consideration those with either work visas or so-called green card permanent residency permits. Federal judges, who suspended the ban early this month, ruled it illegally targeted Muslims on religious grounds and had been put into effect without the due care or preparation. Iranian media reports the ground forces of the Iran Elite Revolutionary Guard has launched several offensives. The semi-official Tasnim news agency, considered to be close to the Revolutionary Guard, said the launch of the smart and advanced rockets came during an annual three-day maneuver, which began Monday in Iran's central desert. This Revolutionary Guard general says they are ready at any moment and will keep being prepared against any threats. Earlier in February, the United States said it had put Iran on notice after the country test fired a medium-range ballistic missile. Somalia's officials say nearly 40 people were killed and dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital, Mogadishu. No one has claimed responsibility for that attack, but officials blame al-Shabaab militants. Somalia's new president has vowed to defeat all al-Shabaab. And leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno had just under 39% of the vote. He needs more than 40% of the vote and a 10-point lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff in the April 2nd election. And once again, the U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launching an offensive to retake the western part of Mosul from the Islamic State. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.